B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Johnny, talk to us, my friend.
Yo, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
What's up? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. There's this girl I've been going out with a couple times named Kate. And, she's pretty hot, and we've been having a good time. And she's not too bitchy. She likes to go out and drink and stuff like that. And she's real hot.
She got the right amount of bitch in her.
God, I just can't.
she's not too bitchy. She's really, she's nice to look at. Put it that way, right?
Okay, I'm just writing it down. So she likes to drink, pretty, and just the right amount of bitch. Gotcha.
Right. Well, not too much, but enough that, she's there.
Oh, God.
So,
just leave it alone. Just keep it moving, I think we already know, but go ahead.
Yeah, so go ahead.
All right. Look, we've gone out a few times, hooked up a little bit. I obviously want to go a little further, and this is like 3-4 times, and now she's not responding to me to my texts, my calls, anything. She's like ghosting me out, so I don't know what's going on with this.
Do you think it might be something that you maybe said or did?
Well, I can say some inappropriate things. just to be funny.
Would never have known.
Yeah, and she's kind of caught me a couple times in a couple little lies. Like, I told her I was a part owner of the deli that I work at. But
what?
I could be. I'm trying to work something out with my boss. But maybe I'm just looking forward. But I don't know. Maybe little things like that. But nothing bad.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on with her. So I was hoping maybe you guys could find out and see what's going on.
I love this guy. Johnny, hang on. We're going to try and call her for you next, okay?
All right, thanks.
Oh, God, I hope she answers. The second date update on 10. I'll keep this quick. We just talked to Johnny. He's a nice guy. He's very honest with himself. He's looking for this girl, Kate, who he describes as just the right amount of bitchy, pretty, and she likes to drink. And when I asked him if there's anything that he might have done wrong, he said, I can be inappropriate, and sometimes I lie.
Right.
But besides that, they're meant to be together. So Johnny, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Kate?
Yeah,
stupid. Oh, I'm playing the lottery. There's a god. Kate, please do not answer the. Do not hang up the phone. I'm all flustered. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. And I can explain why we're calling. It's a good thing. Somebody gave us your number to offer you something really nice. Do you want to hear what it is?
Is this a scam?
No. How about I just tell you? Okay, I'll just tell you. We got your phone number from a gentleman who would like to go out with you on a nice date. The reason we're calling you is to offer you a date wherever you'd like to go. So basically, wherever restaurant you love or you'd like to try, we'll reserve it for whatever day you're free, and we'll pay for everything that you eat and drink, and you just see if you and this guy hit it off. And I'm going to tell you his name, too, so it's not like you're getting tricked. You know who he is.
Oh, I know. Okay. Well, I guess it depends on who it is.
Oh, you're going to love it. It's Johnny, who you've already gone out with him a couple times. And he said that you guys are have an amazing connection.
Yeah, listen, I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm all set with that guy.
Blame you.
Well, when we spoke to him, he seemed really nice. He said that you guys really, you hit it off pretty well.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that he seems really nice because he's a liar, and he's really good at faking acting nice at first.
Yeah,
I'm all set with that, guys, and I actually got to get to work.
No, can you just tell us really quick, because he did tell us that he lied to you about owning the deli or whatever, but can you tell us what it is? Is that what it is, or did he do something specifically?
Oh, no, there's so much more than that. That really set things in the bad direction, but the reason that I will never go out with him again is because for some stupid reason, I invited him to an award ceremony that I was being honored at. Mm-hmm. And I was super nervous about it and practiced my speech in front of him. And the night of the award ceremony, I'm up there giving my speech and I hear this horrific animal like beast snoring coming from the audience.
Oh, and everyone is looking around
and I cut my eyes over to where he's sitting and his head is completely back, mouth gate open, drooling out the side of his mouth.
Sound asleep.
Wait, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what Romero?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not going to defend it, but Johnny is on the phone, Kate, and I think maybe he can explain why it seems like he was asleep at your award ceremony. Johnny?
Well, I actually was asleep. I didn't really.
But, yeah, exactly.
Come on, Kate, you know, we talked about this. Come on. And, you know, like, I, you know, that's whatever. She does charity work for kids. You know, I told her I don't really give a shit about that. And you know, but this is the worst part. She's not telling you this. Before she went up to get her award, they had a group of, like, kindergarten kids singing a lullaby. I had no chance whatsoever, guys.
So they were basically.
And she's not telling you about that bullshit, right?
Yeah. So it was like everything was in place for you to sleep during this whole thing.
Yeah, I do. If they brought me a cup of warm milk, you know, that's what it would have been it. I had no chance. It was so boring. And Kay, I told you that. And I apologized and everything. I don't understand why you're making it such a big deal.
Because you embarrassed me in front of my entire community of people. I work with underprivileged kids. How can you say that you don't give a shit about that?
Right?
You're just a bad person, Johnny.
Oh, come on. And you know, you're acting like you're some hero. Like, who doesn't work with underprivileged kids?
Wow.
Everybody does. Do you know how many free cold cuts I give away to underprivileged
kids?
I mean, dude,
are you sure
like
you want
Jesus
a date with
something.
Her? What
no,
an ass.
She's making me sound like an ass.
Well, I think you're doing a pretty good job of that yourself, dude.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I mean, listen, I have to ask. Kate, that was one small incident where Johnny, he explained why he was asleep, and he won't do it again.
I'll say it.
Johnny, can you guarantee that you'll be awake for the next one?
I guarantee it. I'll rip out a couple of lines before I go, so I'm nice and awake.
There you go. You have his guarantee.
Dude.
Could you give him another date?
No. Are you kidding me?
Why not?
I am so done with this guy. Like, listen, absolutely not.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, so Johnny was clearly a bad guy. But tomorrow on your second date update, Gino is a... He's a good guy, not like a fake good guy, not a bad guy pretending to be a good guy. He's an actual good guy. Yet, because he's such a good guy, Sarah doesn't want to see him anymore. Find out why. 8:10 mañana.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.